Won't you teach me how to dance, how to dance? Won't you teach me how to dance? Teach me how to dance.
Okay, now life's like just like a tangle.
And it's the world famous Phil Henry Show. This is General Galen Shaw, and you are listening to the rippling rhythms of Joey Badass. Is that this guy's name?
Yeah, his name's Joey Badass.
Okay, well, have yourself a good time with this guy. I'm Joey Badass.
Yeah, a song called Teach Me.
All right, well, welcome to the Frill, I almost said the Frill Henry Show.
Well, no, this show is no frills. This is the Phil Henry Show, so there is no frills.
That's pretty good, Miss Gray.
Thank you.
Yes. This is the Phil Henry Show. Yeah, that's Joey Badass.
Won't you teach me how to dance, how to dance?
And,
That seriously is the guy's name, huh, Joey Badass?
Yeah.
Jeez, you know, the thing about music today, I don't know how they get away with a guy. Why doesn't a guy just, you know, Margaret, and forgive me, but why doesn't a guy just call himself... What are you looking at?
Well, I'm worried about what you're...
Daddy, you're going to say, why does this guy just call himself Joey Butt Bang or something?
No, I was not going to say that.
Do you mind?
Margaret.
No, excuse me. Do you mind?
Do I mind what?
You know, I know, Bud, you have very little respect for me. I don't like Joey Butt Bang, all right?
But, all right, I'm sorry. No, I'm talking about Joey, well...
You don't...
All right, thank you very much.
Now, well, Bud's making a point. If the guy's name is Joey Butt, why don't you just call him Joey, you know... Joey, finger in it. You know, put the finger up there.
What are you guys talking about now? I don't understand a word of this. Joey Badass is the name of the guy. And you think that equates to Joey, put your finger up there.
You know something, Phil? Forget it.
Yeah, I'm saying, we're trying to make a point.
It is a point about obscenity, Phil.
No, it's not. It's not a point about obscenity. Your original point, General... That you don't know, you were going to say you don't know music, right?
No, I wasn't going to say that at all. See, here, this is where you start. I was going to say, yes, I know music, but the music today is you know, the titles of the songs, what I say there, you know?
Yes, a lot of the songs today...
No,
now, hold on, Robert, I'm making a point for God's sake. You know, we're back here in studio, Phil. I don't want to have to fight for my airtime.
All right, everybody settle down, please. There was about two weeks of blessed and beautiful peace and comfort, you know.
What?
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry?
I'm saying we didn't have the panel show because we had all these guest hosts, so now I got to get back to you guys screaming and yelling.
We're not... I'm simply trying to say... Oh, you know what? I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say that there is...
You forgot what you're saying?
Yes, I forgot.
Well, I don't remember. You know what she was saying?
You were making a point about Joey Badass.
No, I wasn't making a... I know what I do want to do. Speaking of music, could we move on to something? Because I did want to say that I prepared a little bit of a song, Phil, for the panel being back here because of the... Excuse me, Bud.
Yeah, but that's going to make...
Because of these different shows that were on, the different hosts and the different guest hosts and so on and so forth. Now, hold on. Now, the song, Bud, do you have that?
Yeah, it's called, well, what I say?
You can say, go ahead.
The song's called Welcome Back, Cotter, and we're saying welcome back, you know.
Welcome back to me?
No, not, get a load of him, will you?
No, Mr. Henry, stop. Man.
Well, it's not about welcome back to you. You never went, this is welcome back to us, the panel.
Yes, welcome back to, you make it big to me?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, everything's all egotistical and everything.
Yeah, that's what it is, man, real egotistical. All right.
Well, what are you going to... Are you going to begrudge me? By God, I want to sing a song, Phil. Welcome back to all of us on the panel.
Hey, go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you were, you know...
All right, Phil, here. Welcome back to Phil.
Yeah, welcome back to Phil. Welcome back to Phil.
Welcome back to Phil.
Welcome back to Phil.
Welcome back to Phil.
You guys shut up. Now, what song is it?
Phil, don't hit the copy on your hand because people will think you actually are hitting me. And everyone knows you wouldn't dare do that, would you?
No, sir.
Now, may I sing?
Go ahead.
All right, this is a song, just a welcome back. I know a lot of you that remember the television program from the 1970s. It starred Gabe Kaplan. It was a charming film. Whatever happened to... Gabe Kaplan, I know, must be... what is it the kids say, Bud, Robert?
Yeah, he's caked out.
Yeah, I'm caked out.
Oh, what are the kids say? I know that to the... Yeah, Gabe Kaplan's got to be caked out. There's no chance that he's not caked out.
All right, he's caked out. Fuck me.
Hey!
Anyway, the song was called Welcome Back, Cotter. And it went something like... Only I'm going to say welcome back to the panel. I'll This is improvisational lyrics. So everyone just... Two, and one, two, three. One, two, 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 three. Welcome back. Woo! Your dreams were the things you did. Welcome back. What?
Well, are those the words?
Jesus Christ, it's an improvisational, Phil.
It's an improvisational lyric, Phil.
All right.
Improvisational lyric, Phil. Jesus.
Yeah, but you gotta listen to what people are saying.
Look, all I heard...
No, hold on. You gotta listen to what people are saying, then they'll know what they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, man.
I thought that wasn't very clear.
I'll do it. Listen to what I'm singing, Phil, not to what I'm saying. One, two, one, two, three. I'm a two, you're a one. Two, three. Welcome back. Wait a minute, too high.
Yeah. Get Davy Durlop in here.
Davy Durlop plays the piano, but we don't have a piano player.
Oh, yeah.
How many times I got to tell you guys that, okay?
Well, I thought I'd get a piano player.
Now, where's the budget for the piano player?
We ain't got budget for a piano player, okay?
Excuse me, may I finish what I'm doing?
Go ahead.
One, two, one, two, one, two. Yeah, you got it. That's two. Welcome back. Your dreams were the things you did. Welcome back. La da da do do do. Will da do da da do da da do da da do. Da dee da da do da 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 do. Who's gonna get ya?
Who's gonna get ya?
Right there in your, you know, I don't.
Right there in.
Don't say it. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. And
right, Margaret, thank you, but the improvisational lyric approach.
Yeah, what did you want to say, Adolf? Jesus.
You understand why I won't you let it finish?
Because I don't happen to like that kind of singing right now. I don't think it's very good.
I beg your... What a...
Margaret.
No, forget it, Phil.
I'm sorry. Welcome back, do-do-do-do-do-do. Can't there be lyrics? Can't there be anything?
You know something, Phil? You may think you're funny, but one thing you're not is good-looking, and I just looked in the camera here on the closed circuit in the kitchen while I'm making myself some tang. Forget it, I'm out of breath.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not good-looking enough.
Well, you know what? At least you apologize.
Yeah, at least you did that much.
Hey, I'm gonna belt somebody in about 5 seconds, okay? Margaret, come in here, please.
I'm making tang.
Come in here, please.
Yes, sir.
Sir!
I'm not saying you don't have a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, on and on and on, doesn't make any sense. And then who was gonna get... What was this thing you were doing with Bud?
What thing with Bud?
We were just improvising the lyrics.
Who's gonna get you right there in the... And I thought about something filthy, and I decided against it.
Yeah.
You're the one who's always bellyaching about...
I thought about something filthy, but I decided against it. Who's gonna get you, dude? Right there. I was going to say something about putting their finger up your crack. All right, Phil?
Yeah, but you didn't like that. You know?
What? You guys with the finger up the crack, is that this Johnny Badass song?
I was thinking of that, yes.
All right, well, guess what? Then your instincts were dead on correct. No, we're not going to do anything like that. Okay, folks, we'll be coming back here with our very good close personal friend, what's his name, Bob Bacon with traffic. We have an interview scheduled. I don't know whether you called him up, Robert.
Yeah, I got Tom Catman from Health Wagon.
That guy is rolling imbecile, you know that?
All right, so Tom Catton from Health Wagon, who was arrested in these very studios the other morning, we're also going to have on Jack Armstrong and take a look at this year's Hall of Fame class for the... What had just happened there?
I'm sorry, I touched your...
Touches what?
The microphone. You know, Bud, you should only hope I touch something of yours that goes up and down.
Jesus Christ!
Anyway, Tom Catton, and then we'll have the Hall of Fame... discussion of the Hall of Fame, of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, coming up here on the Warfare Phil Henry Show.
Jesus Christ, man. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico. You know, you guys give me a royal pain.
Sometimes when you got a headache, you just got to get rid of that headache, and that's why you use Parsley's. Parsley's grains. They're made from whole grains right out there in your front lawn. Go on outside and graze in that front lawn, sure. It'll get rid of the pain momentarily, but you want a good long-lasting relief. Parsley's grains are made from your front lawn, things they find in your garbage can, trimmings from the neighbor's yard, maybe some ivy, maybe some dried-up weeds they found in the gutter. That's right. That's the kind of organic stuff we use at Parsley's Grains. Parsley's Grains, getting rid of the headache since 1863.
Henry Show, we'll be right back. All right, we're back. I'm only joking. That's a little joke. I'm Margaret Gray. I'm Margaret Gray with that joke.
That's not much of a joke.
Why don't you shut your mouth, bud, before you lose the use of it?
Bill Henry Show, hey, how long before that lady there becomes a big star, you know, a multimedia crossover star like in movies or television?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Who are you talking about?
The woman that's singing, Maria Brink.
Are you talking about this? This is the slut, Phil, the slut.
I know that, but you've got to admit this woman is a star in the making, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, that's right, Phil. She's a star in the making. She hikes the skirt up. She shows it to everyone. She sticks it up in the air and dares you to put a rose in it. Walks around. She carries around behind her in a wagon a big barrel of lube, and you're asking whether...
All right. Sorry I asked.
Hey, does she really?
I don't know.
But anyway, thank you. We're going to do traffic here, and we do have coming up here on the program... we're going to be talking with Tom Catton, and we also have... You know, Frank was involved in looking at something that had you pissed off on Twitter, so...
Had me pissed off on what?
Something Frank was doing.
Oh, God, yes.
All right, well, let's get to Bob Bacon. Bob's got the traffic. Hey, Bob, how's it looking?
Hey, Tom, here on the Pat down to Bob there. I'm really happy to be with you guys here, by the way. I'm not sat down. Hey, listen, Bob Bacon, traffic here. If you're going out of the Orange County area, you've got shame. You got trimmed out there? I'll tell you what, there's some trim out there. Look quickly, she got the skirt up over her head. Back down there on the Malibu Highway, they got some road slide and rock slide. Something slid right up that rock and went back down. It's going to go up your backside. It's Bob Bacon here with the traffic.
Frank was watching something on television. It was disgusting. It made me want to retch. It had to do with...
I think I know. I was Frank Gray's... standing by to talk about it. What he was looking at, I think, was a PBS television show, or it was one of those New Line shows where they're talking about the evolution of man and how they know when man lost his body hair, if you can believe that. Yeah. And let's get Frank on the line here. Frank Gray, who is at a benefit carnival there for the 6th Street School, which is the school of Jason J. Delmonico. I said the Delmonico, Margaret and Frank's son. Frank, how you doing?
I'm better than Custer, young man.
Hey, Frank, what was the show you were watching?
All right, I was watching a show. Hold on for a minute. Hey, the Delmonico wants that...
Frank, is Jason J. there?
Yeah, she's here. You want to talk to her?
Yes, I do. Let me talk. Just wait a minute. Jason J., this is Mommy. I don't want you fooling around behind the booths and trying to... You know, sneak under the tent. I know what you did last year with the women there in the tortilla tent. I don't want that again this year. I don't want to hear of it again this year.
That's why he's looking up the dress.
Just shut your mouth, please.
Do anything.
I don't care. I don't want... All right, give the phone back to your father.
Well, nothing wrong. You hear what he said? He doesn't want you going under the tent there and staring up in the thing. Do anything wrong. Jason, I know you didn't, but I don't want you looking up his... You see the lady there making the tortilla? Don't look up his dress again. Okay, Phil, what I wanted to tell you, I was watching a New Line program on the Nova Channel, and it was the American Experience by Ken Burns.
That's about six different things. What were you watching?
I'm sorry. I was watching a show on the evolution of man. Now, they were saying on this show, and Margaret was sitting right there, and he can attest to it, They were saying they figured out how man, when man lost his, when man lost her body, well, man lost his body hair. We're talking about man as woman. But when did woman lose his body hair? When did man lose her body hair? And she lost her body hair the same time he lost his. And
when was that, Frank?
I'm getting to it, Margaret. Hold on for a minute. Did he do it again? Yeah, he did it. Come here. I told you that I told you he was going to be making tortillas, and he's got the skirt on, and he's going to go over to that side of the tent. Why are you crawling under the tent and looking up his dress?
I don't know.
All right.
Talk to him, please. Jason J., I don't want you doing that, or when you get home, you know how Mommy loves you, but I may instinctively and reflexively, without thinking about it, give you a backhand with that big ring on, and it may be aimed right for your eye.
Go on, Mom.
You heard what I said. I give the phone back to Father.
Okay, well, I guess that told her. All right, so anyway, what they concluded was, could somebody please turn that carnival barker down? Oh, we're in the actual carnival, I thought maybe. So I wanted to see if she'd be turned down, but I guess she's not.
Yeah, that you're at an actual carnival.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, wise guy. Boy, let's get a load of her. So,
all right, Frank, so you're watching a show on New Line or something?
Not New Line. It's called Nova, and I'm watching this. And anyway, the announcer is talking about how, when did we know when man lost her body hair or when woman lost his body hair? And they figure it was about, oh, say, 3 million years ago. Now, this was the time when the body lice on human beings was different in the pubic region.
Oh, God.
Hey, Margaret, you know something? If you don't like it, why don't you take a walk outside, get yourself a big breath of fresh air, okay? Smoke some of those Sherms or something.
Frank!
Just go outside and get a breath of fresh air. Give me a pain in the ass. So?
You know what? I'll deal with you tonight at dinner, Frank.
Oh, well. Get a load of him, will you? All right, so man lost her body hair when it became apparent that there were two different kinds of lice on human beings. There's only one kind of lice on other animals, but human beings apparently have two different kinds, one in the pubic region and one on the hair on the head. And it turns out that the pubic region lice is the same lice that gorillas have, but the hair on the head lice is different. So this about 3 million years ago is when two different kinds of lice started turning up on humans, and that's what they said.
What are you talking about, man? That's ghoulish and unfair. Ghoulish and unfair.
What's ghoulish and unfair? What did she say?
Well, what are you worried about, bud?
I'm trying to have some breakfast.
Yeah, we just went down and had my muffin, too, and I stopped off, got a Carl's Jr. Sunshine sandwich.
I don't give a sweet Jesus if you had a Carl's Jr. You know, Phil, you asked me to come on the program, and that's what I'm doing.
We're having a Carl's Jr. Sunrise sandwich, and we're trying to eat in peace, and you're coming on here with all kinds of hooey. That's all we're saying.
And who's talking?
This is General Shaw, that's who.
Oh, all right. Sorry, General. Shit. Somebody get me a cough medicine or a cigar or something. Well, that was what I was looking at, okay? Then Margaret comes into the room and says, Oh, Frank, what in Christ are you doing, oh, Frank? And I said, I'm watching a show on lice. What's it to you? And that's when he started making a big noise like he was going to make a big deal about it on the show.
Well, look, that's very fascinating. That's very fascinating.
You think that's fascinating? Well, he said for me to make him a mess of flapjacks, didn't you? Why don't you tell the whole story?
I can't hear you, Margaret.
I said you told me to go make you a mess of flapjacks.
Yes. I asked him to make me a mess of flapjacks because it was Flapjack Thursday. And
what do you mean it's Flapjack Thursday? What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it means exactly what it says, General. He goes into the kitchen and makes me flapjacks on Flapjack Thursday. It's always been that way. It always will be that way.
Well, that's the goofiest thing I've ever heard. Why don't you do that on Sunday or something?
Because I do it on Thursdays, okay?
You even forgot what day it was there momentarily.
Yeah, you almost did. Don't mean to say nothing, Mr. Gray.
Well, I didn't. It's Flapjack Thursday. He goes in, makes me a mess of flapjacks, Canadian bacon. I want hash browns. I want wheat toast and corn tortillas with hot sauce. And then I want a pitcher of Lima juice, a pitcher of orange juice.
Wait. What is Lima juice?
Lima juice is a lima.
You know, you're talking about a lime.
No, I'm talking about a lima.
Well, I wanted to talk about a lima.
Oh, a lima is, I know what it is. It's a fruit we had in Mexico.
I'll do it, Margaret, please. They're asking me, not you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rain on your parade. You want me to go get you a squeeze rubber ducky?
Oh, boy. You know what? All of you, including you, Margaret, you can park the whole thing, the Lima, the orange juice, the breakfast, right straight up your fat...
You know something, Frank? I know you're turning up the radio now because the seven-second delay is kicking in.
We don't have any seven-second delay.
Oh, okay. Then, Frank, you're hearing this right now. You're going to park what up by what? You're going to take the breakfast that you ate, and you're going to...
Margaret, I don't think he meant it literally, but apparently he's under a lot of pressure.
Well, he has the Delmonico there, and the Delmonico had a...
Now, what is this thing about the Delmonico going into the tortilla booth and looking... Wow.
Are you kidding me?
What? Oh, hold on for a minute. Hold on. The Delmonico. Hold on for a minute. Welcome back. I'm going to get that song, and when I do, you're all going to... You're going to sing my praises because you'll love what I do with it. You'll love how I feel in it. You'll love how I look in it.
You talk about the song, Welcome Back?
He doesn't know what she said. It's the goofiest thing I ever heard.
I'll sing the song, Welcome Back, before this show is out, or I'll know the reason why. Number two.
What?
Number two. The Delmonico last year at the carnival had snuck into the tortilla booth where the women make the tortillas. They make fresh corn tortillas. I insist on it. I hire a number of the gals from Oliveira Street downtown.
Yeah.
And they make delicious corn tortillas for our family breakfasts there at the festival. I am the organizer of the family breakfasts. We also have a hayride. We brought in last year Slidell the Clown, and we brought in La Consuela Nuevas the Clown, and Toronto, was it Ottawa or Toronto the Clown?
Can I ask a question?
What?
What is the clowns are called, what?
Slidell, now Phil, you know.
Is that a weird name?
The clown can call himself anything he wants. I'm not going to answer your questions why a clown calls himself that.
What clown calls himself Ottawa? See, that's what Phil's trying to ask.
Do I look like the clown name person? Don't answer that, or I'll come at you. I'll come at you like a Doberman that hasn't eaten in years. In years.
Jesus.
So, we had the clown breakfast. I organized the clown breakfast. I brought in the women with the tortillas. The Delmonico snuck under the tent and was trying to get a peek.
Trying to get a look up the lady's dress.
Hold on. Everyone out there listening, Phil is trying to make it sound like a boy being curious about a woman's body is a freak ghoul. It's a freak ghoul event. He gave me a look like, ew, like you never did that.
Of course I did, Margaret, but even a 14-year-old boy has got some idea as to what's proper and what he's going to get caught at. And I got to be honest with you, you know, it's...
Okay, Phil, go ahead and tell us how my son is a freak and every other little boy is fine.
Margaret, I don't think he's saying that.
Yes, he is.
All right, Margaret, come on, sit down, will you please? Sit down, Margaret, I'm just telling you, it seems like if the kid would... That's fine.
Yeah, no, it's not fine. I told him it wouldn't be fine.
Miss Gray, you want it's not fine. I just wanted you.
Really? What is this?
Ow!
Get your ass. I'll kick your ass, bud, permanent one of these days. Phil won't be here. He can't be here for all of them.
I'd wait. Now, whether or not what he did, I take back everything I said. All I was trying to say was that he, you know, second time, two times in a row, you'd think the first time he got punished, he'd know.
Well, some kids need a repeat punishment, Phil, to drive it into their heads. He's a curious boy, you're right. His hormones are running wild. He's 14.
Yeah, but those ladies at tortilla booth, I got butts as big as the world. Their asses would encompass the entire world.
Will you shut up, Hickman?
Just try to
shut up. But the lady is, just listen to what she's saying.
Don't you talk about my son like he goes after some 40-year-old woman with the big, wide 15-axe-handle ass. I won't have it.
All right, we've got it settled that your son's a normal kid.
Yeah, but going after the axe-handle ass.
All right, I'll kick you. God, I'd like to put you in a wheelchair.
God damn, I ain't gonna put you in a wheelchair. That'll be the day.
Oh, is that right? Well, the day has arrived. Why'd you pull me off of him?
I'm telling you right now, Margaret, one of these days I won't and you'll be in jail forever.
Margaret, he saved you from a homicide charge.
Oh, is that right?
Why do you keep asking for it, man?
I got a right to free speech.
Yeah, well, you got a right to speech. Whether it's free or not is something else entirely.
Well, what?
Okay. Stop with the freaking overdoing the effects of things, okay? All right, folks. This past week on the Phil Henry Show, we had Tom Catton's Health Wagon. It was a very interesting program, and we are going to interview Tom Catton about the end result of that program. It was bizarre, and it happened right here on our airwaves. Tom lashed out, struck someone, and was arrested for, well, he was arrested for assault right here in our studios. And we're going to be talking with Tom Catton when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show from Tom Catton's Health Farm, or excuse me, Health Wagon, right?
Tom Catton's Health Wagon. That's the thing I messed up.
So we'll have Tom Catton from the Health Wagon, and then we have very quick discussion on the Hall of Fame inductees, the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year, world fame Phil Henry Show.
Hit the world famous Phil Henry Show from El Pacifico, where it's been a very balmy 75, and
nobody wants to know the weather yet.
Oh.
Earwax is nuts. I got to tell you, I'm Dave Kelpin. You've seen me on the Dave Kelpin Show and on Bonnie's Free. I'm the guy that falls out of the airplane all the time at 10,000 feet. That's me. Well, let me tell you something. When I'm shooting on set, when we have a break, or when we're just out trying to learn our lines and figure out the terrain, I use Kepner's Earwax. This is the stuff that dissolves the earwax so you can hear what the director's saying. Believe me, when you're walking toward an airplane propeller, okay, and it's going, and you can't hear the director say, look out, you'll be cut into 16,000 pieces. Friend, that can get very, excuse me for saying, dicey. Kepner's Earwax. He wanted to change the world. Remover. Make it all worthwhile. So he put his we have with us on the line here from Culver City, not Culver City, on the line from Playa del Rey, there at the Playa del Rey Arcade, which he owns in concert with his family. It's Tom Catton. Tom Catton, who hosts Tom Catton's Health Wagon, joining us to talk about, well, what happened on the show here and talk about Health Wagon. We're very happy to have Health Wagon here on the Phil Henry Show. Tom, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Phil, and I want to thank you ever so much for having me on your stage, and we had a great time until the pressure just got to me, and Luann Kelsey gave me that look that I had warned her, don't do it when we're on the air in the name of Christ. And excuse me, I don't mean to be sacrilegious.
Well, that's all right, Tommy. You and I discussed this.
I talked to the general earlier, and I said that I do take the Lord's name in vain because technically I'm a warlock. I'm not a Christian, but I do respect faiths.
Oh, you are a warlock, so you practice Wicca?
Yes, I do. I'm the head warlock of our coven. I am a lead warlock, and that has nothing to do with Tom Catton's Health Wagon. The Health Wagon will always be here for you and you and you and you and you. It's what we say on the Health Wagon. But unfortunately, because of my religious orientation, I always use the Lord's name in vain, but I don't mean any disrespect.
As a warlock, you use the Lord's name in vain?
I do, yes. That I'm not a Satanist, I'm a warlock. But I'll say things like, God damn you to hell. Or, you know.
I understand. I'm an atheist myself, Tom, so I certainly do understand.
All right, now that we have everyone's credentials as to next year's left-wing socialist conventions, you know.
This has got nothing to do with that.
General, I understand, but no, I'm not trying to. I'm not anti-American either. I'm a warlock.
Well, we'll talk about a warlock like a witch?
Well, a warlock is not a witch, Robert. A warlock. I assume the role of the Minotaur. I have cloven feet, a tail, and I prance through a forest with a pan flute. That is what essentially I do, wearing a goatee.
What is that a costume, or what is that?
No, that's not a costume. That is the form that I take, utilizing the aid of a sacrament, a sacramental drug called Borlock, and you've heard of hemlock and this kind of. This is called Borlock. It's not warlock. It's Borlock. It is a root that grows wild in the forest, and I will eat this or consume it as a tea, and then I hallucinate myself as a half man, half donkey, or half man, half burro. And it is then...
Jesus Christ.
Wait, I'm sorry?
This, you know, let me tell you something, Tom.
All right, General, I know, General, you and I, we're always going to disagree.
Yeah, we're going to disagree. All right. You take a hallucinogenic drug and you imagine yourself as half burro.
Yes, I do. And why? What, do you think that's weird or something?
Look, let me do the interview if you don't mind, okay?
I'm sorry?
No, hold on, Tom, if you don't mind, General.
Yeah, go ahead. Be my guest. Jesus. It's the last thing I want to do is talk this freak. Look, I like you, Tom. I like your I like your coffee cleanse. You know I've used your coffee cleanse, and you know I've used the oatmeal cleanse for many, many years. But when you get on your warlock kick, man, I got to back way off or I'm going to come out swinging. You know that.
I understand that. I'm not trying to inflame you. I'm just telling you, you know, how it is for me and other members of my coven.
All right, okay, hold the line here for just a second, if you wouldn't, Tom. It's Phil Hendry. Yes, Margaret?
I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What, bud?
I'm sorry. I had a question. Yes, Robert?
Yeah, let me... You guys knock it off. I'll ask the questions.
Fine.
Go ahead.
Now I forget.
I know. I have the question I wanted to ask you, Tom, and it is this. Because you're a warlock, what does all of this have to do with you lashing out at that stagehand?
That's a great question that I think that has to be answered. Yes, sir? Can you... I've got change for... Okay, very good. Did you hit... How many games did you hit? That's wonderful. We have a bowling machine we've just put in, and a guy hit 3 perfect games, Phil. Phil?
Yeah, great.
That's great. Mr. Hendry, who I'm talking to on the radio... He's on the radio, yeah. Okay, I'm back.
What does this have to do with the girl that you struck?
Well, that was a young lady by the name of Luann Keller, who goes by the name of Darren Keller. And we have another stagehand there by the name of Darren Brune. Darren's a male, and Luann is female, obviously, but we use Luann most of the time and sometimes Darren. It's very confusing. But as I was talking to people, I think, about my... personal appearances that I'd be having in the summertime at Boise Springs, I asked the audience if they understood, and I was really talking to the audience out in video cast and podcast land, but my eyes fell on Luann, and I said, do you understand? And she said she was standing there snapping her gum, and then she went, she stuck her tongue out at me. And it wasn't just that she stuck her tongue out. It's that when she stuck her tongue out, she did something that I'd been very clear to the crew before we ever started filming at the beginning of the season. I said, if you're going to stick your tongue out at me, don't do what my younger sister used to do, which is make a noise, too. My younger sister would do this, Phil. She'd go, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I had a kid sister, yeah.
Oh, did she do that to you?
Yeah. She did. The other thing my kid sister did was...
Wait, hold on. I bet you I can guess. Did she eat a banana and then open her mouth and show you the banana all mashed up?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, my. Are you telling me this is something kid sister... I never did this, and I had older brothers.
Well, okay, Phil, you and I are on the same track. My kid sister would eat banana, and then right when it got good and mashed up in her mouth, she'd open her mouth up and go, ah, and I'd see mashed up banana. Well... Yeah, you're not going to believe this.
Wait, don't tell me this stagehand did that.
Yes, she did. She understood, she knew. I told him at the beginning. I said, don't ever eat a banana and then go, while I'm on camera. And this girl, she didn't do that, but she knew that as soon as she went, made that noise, that I'd be thinking banana and gushed up banana. So when I said to her, you stuck your tongue out, but I could see gushed up banana. She said, I don't know what you're talking about. She accused me of being half out of my mind. She said that I was a half-wit, and I was a no-count mental half-wit. And that's when the police arrived.
All right, we're talking here with Tom Catton, who was hosting the Tom Catton's Health Wagon, which is a health show on our show. It was on the other morning. And during the process of the show, you, Tom... struck a young lady. I wish I had the tape. Can we get that tape?
Yeah, Bob, get the tape a little bit later on.
Well, we can take the commercial break.
I would suggest that, Phil, and although it will be painful for me to, but you'll hear in the background, and you'll hear the gush, she gushed it up.
What are you talking about, she gushed it up? She ate a banana.
No, she didn't just eat a banana. She didn't just eat a banana. She went, she smashed it around in her, she smashed it around in her mouth.
All right, let's tell you what we'll do is put the fine Mr. Catton on hold. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and we'll play a little bit of that. We also want to run down, is Jack Armstrong?
Jack Armstrong may not. Jack Armstrong is, he's afraid he'll stink.
Well, he ain't wrong about that, you know.
Jesus, Henry, what a shot.
It was a cold shot, Phil.
All right, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We'll have... recording of what happened the other morning with Tom Catton on the health wagon.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. All rights reserved.
Yeah!
Fighting for survival. I mean it. Maybe you wouldn't have to ask me.
All right, welcome back, Phil Henry Show. There's Bob Marley, Buffalo Soldier.
Very historical song, Phil.
I know. That's why I like the song. All right, on the line with us is Tom Catton from Tom Catton's Health Wagon, a TV radio podcast show that was on our show. It was on our website here not too long ago. Let me just see if we've got Tom's show up here. Here is the show. Tom, are you there? Get Tom Catton. Hey, Tommy, do you hear this?
Yeah, well, that's right. That's not the part you want.
So this is what we're listening for here, Tom, is what?
You'll hear in the background. She'll go... And no, she wasn't gushing a banana.
A banana?
What is that?
What is a banana?
A banana. You're right. She wasn't gushing a banana. Is what I think it's called when I'm thinking a gushed up banana.
You know, you've got a mind. You have your mind is locked up. Your mind locks up when you think of a gushed up banana.
Yes, it does. It really does.
All right. Okay. So. Let's play this because we are going to hear. I'm going to be listening for her to do what?
You're going to hear the young lady go, and that's when I'm going to belt her.
All right, let's listen now. This is from the other morning with Tom Catton's Health Wagon.
Seen blood before, you see? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Well, then tell me you understand.
All right, you heard her go, nah.
I did, yeah.
Wait a second. That's
blood.
That wasn't on the tape. Can we close it? Shut the tape down. I listened to that tape over and over again.
I'm telling you, just heard her go, meh.
All right, okay, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say, did somebody come in and put down a track over that?
That's what it sounds like to me, because I didn't hear anybody go, meh, either.
Have you ever had a kid stand there in front of you with a gushed up banana? Have you ever?
Have I ever had a kid stand there with a gushed up banana? You know what, Catton? I was willing to give you the benefit of the doubt, but not anymore. I think that you should be sworn out as a public health nuisance. I think I need to be inoculated just for talking to you. How do you feel about that?
Phil, I'm speaking as a warlock now. I think my religious rights have been infringed upon on your program. I was talking about a gushed-up banana, which is the psychological problem I have when I think about my sister going, with a banana gushed in her mouth. You heard that girl go, and now all of you people are accusing me of subterfuge. I feel hurt, I feel reamed, I feel probed. And I can assure you that I'll have my attorney call you at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning sharp.
Hang up.
Okay.
Well, what are you going to do, Phil, when you have a man like that?
You know, he's such a nice guy. I don't understand that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't say that, Mr. Henry. I don't think that Tom Catton means anybody any harm. But apparently, he's got a psychological problem.
I'll say he's got a psychological problem. Gushed up banana. That guy needs help in about 6 different ways to sunset, my friend.
Well, I don't know. All I know is you were going to do a football thing here.
Yeah, well, it's going to have to wait till, shit. How are we going to do our football? Are we running out of time here? How much time we got here, bud?
Well, may have a little bit of time. But you can't have no Jack Armstrong.
Yeah, what's new about Jack Armstrong? Do that.
I can't understand anything you're saying. All right, look, I tell you what. If you're listening to me, I'm sorry you got offended, Tom. You're a good man. We'd like to have the health wagon back. I don't know anything about a gushed-up banana or how you the girl started...
See, the laughter is what's going to get to him.
Yeah, this guy's a warlock, Phil. Let's not forget.
What about it?
What do you mean, what about it? The guy's a warlock.
The guy's a warlock? Can he do stuff?
Can't he do what?
Ken, he's a warlock, Phil. You don't fear what the man's capable of doing. All right.
No, I'm not. Oh, Jesus. No, I'm not.
Phil, don't look at us like we're a bunch of primitive village folk. We're worried for you.
Don't be worried for me.
Yeah, well, anyway, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. On Podcast One, I'm Margaret Gray.
This is General Galen Shaw, and you tune in tomorrow for more of this, whatever this is.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Yay!